You are still listening to The Captain.
You're still listening to 103.8 Brava Radio, the smoothest sound on radio. Welcome back to The Captain. Masih ada saya, Stenia Gustav, dan kita masih bersama dengan founder and managing partner of Convergent Ventures, Adrian Lee. Tadi di awal kita udah ngomongin tentang venture capital, bahwa ini adalah sebuah bisnis yang beresiko. Memang tugasnya memberikan support buat para startup, tech startup, khususnya di startup. Dan ini nggak ngomongin tentang setahun, dua tahun. We're talking about, I'm sure it's longer than a period of time of 10 years, like 15 or 20 years to invest in such a business, especially in tech business, ya nggak sih? Nggak mudah buat itu. Dan pasti uang yang terlibat juga cukup besar di situ. Karena untuk membangun sebuah perusahaan, membiayai mereka selama puluhan tahun, 10 tahun misalnya, juga cukup besar. Right? Adrian, we asked you previously about what kind of criteria do you see from a technology company before you do the investing?
So that's a question we face every single day. Now, you know, I think we're fortunate in a market, first of all, in Indonesia, because we're not necessarily always investing in things which have never been done before. Mm-hmm. You know, Indonesia is what we call a catch-up market.
Yep.
You know, it's got great fundamentals. You've got a huge population, young people. And in fact, you know, many problems in the market which represent opportunities for entrepreneurs to fix, right?
Whenever there is a problem, there must be a big opportunity.
That's right.
Okay.
And so, you know, the remarkable thing of a market like Indonesia is that we can look at other comparable markets like China, for example, like India, to see where technology companies have been able to create products and solutions to existing problems and create successful businesses out of that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, first of all, we do a fair amount of research into the market to understand what's the right timing for a product service to disrupt a certain market. Is it the right time for people to be buying things online? Is it the right time for people to be doing finances online, you know, to be paying digitally, so on and so forth? So we do a lot of ground-up research, bottom-up research on the market to understand the timing of when an industry is ripe to be disrupted.
Yeah.
You know, then what we do is, you know, we meet a lot of companies. You know, we meet a lot of entrepreneurs, especially in the spaces that we are most interested in.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, you know, one of the most, by far the most defining factor of a success of a company are the team of founders behind it. We pay a lot of attention to trying to find the right founders, the founders with the right experience, the right reason, the right passion. So the reason to be building their company, the right passion, the right skill sets. Building a business is probably one of the hardest things in the world to do. And not only are you capital constrained, you're often having to build products and services,
manage people
to convince people to use it, to use the product, so on and so forth. It's very, very difficult.
Okay.
And so we spend a lot of time trying to find the right founders who are the right fit to build the business.
Okay.
You know, and then the last thing that we look at, and you know, this can have more or less importance depending on the stage of the company, is the traction. You know, a company which is just idea stage may have very little traction.
Yeah.
You may only be able to see, you know, who else has the founder been able to recruit, any partnerships they've been able to find.
Okay.
You know, as a product is built, you begin to have customers, be it SME, small, medium enterprises, businesses, or consumers, you can start looking at data. And the great thing, again, about technology internet companies, there's a lot of data. So we look at data as well to support an investment thesis.
True that. Let's say if one technology company is pretty, they got pretty convinced by the innovation that this thing, the innovation will last for like 10 to 20 years. But there are a lot of things that might happen in the period of time, right? Let's say when they make an invention in 2019, the next 5 years it will be nothing else. It'll be substituted or it'll be replaced by something more advanced. So how do you see that? Do you take back the investment or?
Well, so as a venture capitalist, we invest and therefore own equity in the company.
Yeah.
How we make financial returns is as the company grows and is successful, there is some point in the future where the company may be acquired or may IPO in the public markets, in which case we can get a financial return. We invested when the company is very small, and when it's big, we'll make a return on the investment by exiting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of the most important things we look for in founders is the ability to focus on the problem at hand and deliver a very strong solution. And then build a feedback loop. So you're constantly getting data back from, you know, the consumers, back from the users, so that you can build and iterate on your product mm-hmm. service. Yep. Now, it's true, you know, over time, your original service may get old, stale.
Yeah.
The problem might set might shift. You may be disrupted yourself. Mm-hmm. And the very best of founders recognize that by using the data and the feedback that they get from their users to reinvent themselves as well. So if we're backing the right founders, then it's not just the technology that you're backing. Yeah. You're backing the entrepreneurs and their ability to adapt to the times.
Yeah, yeah. Because the people that is the one that matters, yeah? Especially in navigating the business, the tech startup. Yeah. Bisa jadi karena mungkin beberapa listeners di awal directionnya mungkin ke utara, tapi ada satu hal terjadi, mungkin mereka ke selatan. Tapi yang didukung oleh venture capital ini adalah founder dan passionnya dan timnya dan bagaimana mereka bisa mendapatkan solusi-solusi dari problem-problem yang ada. Yang paling penting adalah inovasi dia harus bisa penting buat masyarakat khususnya. Gitu. It's really interesting to know about venture capital and also convergent ventures, ya. Yeah? So, Anda punya pertanyaan, boleh share sama kita via WhatsApp 0815-1038-1038. Adrian Lee, founder and managing partner of Convergent Ventures, will still be here for the next two cuts. So, stay put when we come back.
Don't go anywhere. The Captain will be right back.